While almost every Senate Democrat is against the president's plan to increase the number of troops in Iraq, there are some differences among the Democrats running for president. Here's NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson.
Of the three leading candidates, former vice presidential candidate John Edwards takes the hardest line on the subject of how to get out of Iraq. He's been pressuring his fellow candidates who are in the Congress to defund the war. On Friday, he appeared along with his rivals at the Democratic National Committee meeting in Washington.
We cannot be satisfied with passing non-binding resolutions that we know this president will ignore. We have the power to stop the escalation of this war. We have to use our power. We have to be strong. We have to stand up for what's right.
Actually, Democrats don't have the power to stop the escalation unless they can muster the 67 votes it would take to overturn a presidential veto in the Senate. Edwards was in the Senate in 2002, and he voted for the war, but he's repudiated that vote and now says it was a mistake. Barack Obama doesn't have to wrestle with this problem because he wasn't in the Senate then, but
I was opposed to this invasion publicly, frequently, before it began. I thought it was a tragic mistake, but whether you were for it or against it then, we all have a responsibility now to put forth a plan that offers the best chance of ending the bloodshed and bringing the troops home.
Obama's plan is to start withdrawing troops on May 1st and have all combat brigades out by March 31st, 2008. Other candidates, like Joe Biden, Chris Dodd, Bill Richardson, Tom Vilsack, and Dennis Kucinich, also want the troops out or redeployed on various timetables. Then there's Hillary Rodham Clinton, the early frontrunner. She has not repudiated her vote for the war, but as the anti-war fervor in the Democratic Party grows stronger, her criticism of the war has become tougher.
If I had been president in October of 2002, I would not have started this war. I would not. If we in Congress don't end this war before January 2009, as president, I will.
Clinton was applauded for that line, but she also was booed and heckled for her original vote. Now Clinton is for capping troop levels, but not for setting a specific date to end the war. She explains her position by saying that she is cursed with the responsibility gene. Of course, the candidate's position on Iraq won't be the only thing determining who wins the Democratic primaries. Democratic voters want someone who's electable and also authentic. And that's where Clinton may have problems. Here's how a Clinton impersonator on Saturday Night Live parodied her position.
This week, I will introduce a resolution calling for a greatly speeded up withdrawal of U.S. forces with a specific trigger mechanism. For every 1 point increase in Senator Obama's poll numbers, 7,500 U.S. troops will have to be withdrawn.
Right now, the Democratic primary debate on Iraq seems to be all about when you were first against the war or how fast you wanted to end. But in a general election, says former Deputy National Security Advisor Jim Steinberg, Democrats will have to come up with more, with a foreign policy and a strategy for the Middle East and for the war on terror.
For Democrats, in recent years, the general judgment of the American public has been less favorable in terms of their ability to handle the broader national security challenges. The polls have changed on that. There's now a greater willingness to listen to Democrats on their approach to this, but the American people are still going to want to hear a coherent message that really does talk about what are our real interests in the world, what are the real threats, and how are we going to credibly deal with those.
But there's one scenario no Democrat seems to think is possible, that in 6 or 9 months, the new Bush plan works and Iraq is stabilized. Right now, Democrats believe calling for a withdrawal has no political cost at all. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
Let's check in now on Republican presidential contenders. Rudolph Giuliani leads some surveys among Republicans.
And yesterday, Giuliani took another step toward running. He filed paperwork with federal election officials.
His advantage is the heroic image of his performance on 9/11.
His disadvantages include some political positions that Republican primary voters may not like.
There's been a lot of speculation about whether the former New York City mayor will really run.
And yesterday, though, he told Fox News, "I'm in this to win."